The Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council met today in Pinellas Park to discuss regional transit and what future development might look like in the Tampa Bay area. The Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council's mission is to provide a forum to foster communication, coordination, and collaboration in identifying and addressing issues and needs regionally among the 43 jurisdictions in Manatee, Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas counties. Deborah Kynes is a Dunedin City Commissioner and the chair of the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council. Kynes told WMNF why a regional transit system is so important for the Tampa Bay area.
We will not be a great metropolitan region until we have great multimodal mass transit.
The directors of transit for the counties of Pasco, Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Manatee led a panel discussion on mass transportation with the Regional Planning Council, which includes Bob Clifford from the Florida Department of Transportation. Kynes said that with the formation of the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, these types of collaborations are needed for a truly regional transit solution.
With TBARTA and the transit CEOs, really developers of these plans, and FDOT all sitting together, you're going to see more and more and even better communication to provide this much needed connectivity in the regional area between the transit services.
Each county's transit director said that in order for public transportation to be more effective and used by more people, citizens and government officials need to direct more money toward transit. The Regional Planning Council received an update on a project initiated last year called One Bay. It seeks input from around the seven-county region about how future growth will occur. Stuart Rogel is the president and CEO of Tampa Bay Partnership, the organization that created One Bay, and will host a conference next month unveiling future growth scenarios.
That's where we go from taking all this work that we've done, taking all the guiding principles, all the questions we've asked, and feedback we've asked of the different citizens, and we develop three or four, maybe five scenarios. These are examples of how we should grow, not how we will grow, but scenarios, options for how we could grow. We're busy preparing those now and testing those now, and then we'll present those to the public. And May 22nd will be the start of that at our regional leadership conference in Sarasota.
The presentation was scheduled to be given by Amy McGuire, but she resigned as One Bay's director earlier this month because of her ties to South Hillsborough landowners planning a large-scale development and her employment by a powerful lobbying firm. WMNF asked Rogel about how McGuire's resignation would affect One Bay.
We unfortunately did accept the resignation of our director last week, and that was in light of we learned that she had other clients that she was working with. We believe that it was in the best interest for One Bay that we part ways, and we did. It was very amicable. We appreciate the work that she did. She's contributed quite a bit to get us here, but we felt it was very important for the integrity of the process and the integrity of One Bay that we continue to move forward and continue to do the good work we were doing.
Since McGuire's resignation, some media reports have emphasized the business ties of the Tampa Bay Partnership, but Rogel stressed that One Bay is made up of five regional organizations.
It's the Regional Planning Council, it's the Tampa Bay Estuary Program, it's the Water Management District, it's the Tampa Bay Partnership's Research and Education Foundation, and it's the Urban Land Institute of Tampa Bay that are all working together. Public and private, environmental, planning, development, business, all working together.
The Agency on Bay Management is the Natural Resources Committee of the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council. At their meeting on March 13th, the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team presented information about their proposed new waterfront baseball stadium. But the Agency on Bay Management says it does not feel that the Rays have done an analysis of the environmental impacts of the proposal. It told this to the St. Petersburg City Council in a March 25th letter. Suzanne Cooper is a principal planner with the Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council.
What we learned at the meeting was that although they understand there are a number of potential environmental impacts, at that point they had not done much in the way of analysis of environmental impacts. And, for example, they're touting how green the new park would be and how much better the reduced carbon footprint it would have over the existing Tropicana Field and so forth. But they had not done really any quantification of that. And there were a lot of concerns. Our agency is primarily interested in Tampa Bay, and the potential impacts to the bay had not been analyzed.
The letter said that the St. Petersburg City Council should not place the issue as a referendum on November's ballot before these impacts have been analyzed. According to the letter, the studies could take weeks or months. Alternatives to the waterfront site need to be considered, according to Cooper.
The letter identifies quite a long list of things that need to be analyzed, potential impacts not only from the proposed ballpark, but from the existing park and other development scenarios that might have been considered and then discarded, what those impacts would be. Because when it comes to permitting, particularly impacts to environmental resources, the permitting agencies look at what are the alternatives? Have the impacts been minimized and adequately mitigated?
Cooper said that the Agency on Bay Management has not received a response from the RAIS or any government official to their letter, which lists 28 environmental concerns that need to be addressed. These include habitat quality, seagrasses, and water quality, Cooper said.
The agency members were interested in water quality, both for runoff and for circulation in the marina basins, because the park would be immediately adjacent and would encroach on an access way that provides circulation between two basins. And if that is impinged, then water quality would really suffer in both basins and ultimately in Tampa Bay. Then impact on seagrasses and habitat quality.
The next Tampa Bay Regional Planning Council meeting will be on May 12th at 10 a.m. in their Pinellas Park headquarters. To learn more, visit tbrpc.org. For WMNF News, reporting from Pinellas Park, I'm Sean Canaan.